The Stickies ripped and clawed at the few remaining Sekhmen who stood between them and the 24th floor landing. Murchison thrust his Uzi over the shoulder of the man in front of him and fired full auto into the seething mass of meaties, stitching a line of 9mm lead across their heads. All the way up the stairs, he and his men had battled the army of Stickies. The more they killed, the more they faced. A seemingly endless supply of needle teeth and suckered hands. Murchison didn't know how many men he'd lost. At least half of his force, maybe more. The Baron security force had reached the end of the line. The stairs didn't access the penthouse. The 23rd floor was as far up as they went.
Inside! Get inside the door!
When the last man stepped back over the threshold, the Sekhmen behind him tried to slam the fire door closed. A cluster of sticky hands and arms blocked the door from shutting. Murchison shoved the muzzle of his Uzi through the crack. He fired until the mag came up empty. Before he could get the weapon back in, a sticky grabbed the barrel.
No, you don't.
For a second, they played tug of war with the carbine, a game Murchison realized he couldn't win. He let go of the weapon, and the Sekhmen crashed the steel door closed. Murchison avoided looking into the expectant, terrified faces of the Norms huddled on the couches and chairs of the hallway. They wanted to hear some words of encouragement from him. He had nothing good to tell them. The defensive plan for Willyville was a bust. There was no way they could have foreseen having to face an army of that size. And now they had retreated as far as they could go. They had ammo stockpiled on this floor. They were committed to making their stand here. Murchison did a quick count of his men. There were fewer than he'd hoped had survived. Not 50, but 20. It wasn't enough to put a gun on each of the possible entry sites for the Stickies. There were so many ways they could get in. Through the balconies, windows, air ducts, elevator shaft. For all he knew, they could chew through the rat-blasted walls. The head Sekhmen walked over to the double pair of open doors of the elevator shaft. He stuck his head in and looked up toward the penthouse.
Sir! We could use some more shooters down here. Could you send down the sec team you've got up there? Sir!
Hold out the beauty bastards! I'm counting on you!
Oh, son of a bitch.
He pulled his head back and glanced at his men.
Okay, you three, give me a hand.
They broke into the long wooden crate stacked along the wall opposite the elevators. The boxes were full of stamped steel cheapo blasters. He rearmed himself with a KG-99, a giant step down from the Uzi he'd just lost. He started going up and down the rows of chairs and couches, passing out loaded handguns and machine pistols to the male toadies. He had no choice. He put them in position to defend the women and children from various possible angles of attack.
Don't use them blasters unless the Stickies break onto the floor!
Which is gonna be any goddamn minute.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.